Cinderella takes the stage. Chapter 1. A Fairy in the Willow. Ella stared into the willow tree, looking for a twinkle, a glow, or the movement of wings. "Are you sure there are fairies in this tree, Mother?" Ella asked. "Yes, quite sure," her mother replied. Ella frowned. The only wings she could see belonged to the songbirds. Ella came to this bench every day to watch the animals. She was sure if there were fairies around, she would have noticed. But just in case, she looked harder. This was Ella's favorite corner of the garden, because there was a feeling here that anything was possible. In this corner, a pear tree had borne fruit after a winter's frost, a rabbit had nibbled a berry right from her hand, and two hazel branches had grown twisting around each other, as if they couldn't stand to be apart. That Ella could also see the highest tower of the king's castle from her garden bench didn't hurt either. With a view of a place where royalty lived, ruling so lovingly over Ella's tiny kingdom, it was easy to get swept away in daydreams. The songbirds knew all about Ella's dreams, because sometimes she simply had to tell someone. She would tell the birds about the castle's magnificent sparkling staircase. She'd heard that it was just inside the grand hall. "Someday," she said, she would float down the steps while someone very important announced her name. She would tell the birds about the dress, too. It would be made of silver and gold fabric, just like the one in the window of the village dressmaker's shop. The one she would buy with the money she planned to win at the Midsummer Festival Puppet Contest. The birds would only chirp in reply, and they never told Ella any of their dreams. So she often wished for a different kind of friend to share her dreams with. On days like this, when Ella found herself wishing for things that were not there, she was glad to have the company of her mother, even if she was just talking about fairies she couldn't see. One thing Ella could see was an army of ants marching across the garden, right in the path of her shoe. The thought of all those tiny feet crawling up her stocking made Ella squirm. Ella gathered her legs to her chest as the ants scurried into their anthill. But before she could return her shoes to the ground, she noticed that one ant was left behind, running in circles around the base of the bench. "Ella, dear," her mother said, "has this little ant frightened you?"
"I don't want it to crawl on me,"
Ella said, still hugging her knees. Ella's mother pointed to the ant. "Who might be the more terrified one in this garden? The one who has lost sight of his family and forgotten his way? Or you, with your size and your mother to protect you?" She opened her fan, which she always carried on warm days like this one. Blue and red painted petunias blossomed against thin cream paper. She laid the fan against the ground. The ant crawled into a fold, and Ella's mother carried it to the anthill. The ant disappeared into the dirt. "Everyone deserves a happy ending," her mother said as she sat back down.
"I don't mind the ants. I just don't want to touch them," Ella said.
Ella's mother pulled her close. "Ella, when you were new to the world, I would bring you out to this bench and sing to you every morning."
"I like it when you sing."
Ella rested her head on her mother's shoulder. She hoped the ant had found its way back to its own mother. "I sang so that the fairies would listen. I sang songs about my dreams for you, hoping there might be a fairy who would take a special interest in my little Ella. And then, one day, a fairy did."
"In me?"
Ella's eyes opened wide. She flew out of the willow tree, dressed in a blue frock. "She asked if she could be your fairy godmother," Ella's mother said. Ella had never heard of such a thing.
"And what did you say?"
"Silly dear, I said yes," Ella's mother laughed. "And she said, tell Ella this is her fairy godmother's tree. Should she ever need some magic, she'll know where to find it."
"Is this a real story?"
Ella looked up at her mother's smiling face. "Do you want it to be real, my darling?" her mother asked.
"Of course I do,"
Ella exclaimed. "So then it's real. Anything can be real if you believe it."